The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Lexus is just about to drive me crazy. Bunch of pandas and saying stupid shit.
That's all I say, stupid shit.
Yeah. What is the, is it Krispy Kreme that on May 25th is giving away a dozen donuts to every graduate?
Yep.
And Lexus is going to go in with her tassel that's been hanging on her rearview mirror since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty tassel.
It's dusty.
That she got from her mom.
And say, like, I graduated from the streets.
Graduated from the streets.
I'm a graduate.
Yeah. I'm a valedictorian of the streets, baby.
It's not a valedictorian. I'm a valedictorian.
I'm from the valley.
Yeah, she is something else.
Yeah.
With no shame.
No.
Why would I have shame?
What, I don't know.
Why should,
like,
I?
Like, constantly asking people for free stuff. And
there's shame in that?
Yeah.
There should be, is what he's saying.
Like, sometimes. It's just me. And sometimes we'd be like, I'm not going to ask anybody for anything else free. They were nice enough to give me this. So I don't want to ask them for something else.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah. Just went, pass.
I know you don't. I'm well aware that you don't do that.
I'll go to the Waterman and I'll text Paul, who is like basically like my dad, but he's the owner. And I'm like, can you please leave a gift card for me there so I don't have to pay for anything? Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
Your poor daughter.
Yeah, didn't you say one night a while back, you, before you were going out to dinner, you texted a couple of different people in the restaurant industry, and you were like, I'm going out to, who's going to buy me a free dinner?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's right. And then you got a response, and that's where you went to eat.
Yep.
Like, come by, we'll hook you up. You went by it for a free meal.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
You know, maybe it's comparable, like when we go to a city where we have a radio station and we reach out if they've got tickets for a concert or something.
Exactly.
So maybe it's comparable in that way.
And it's like the restaurant industry.
Yeah,
like, I've worked at all these places and I did a very good job for them. So
we don't do it nearly at the level or frequency that you do.
Yeah, and guess what?
Because that doesn't happen often, but it's kind of a compare. I'm trying to.
No, that's fair.
You know.
That's a fair comparison in that case.
But that's why you pay for shit and I don't.
Exactly.
So
yeah, no, I'm not hating on you.
You know.
You're right. The squeaky wheel.
That's fair, because I get, like, if we're going through, I have before driving to Louisiana or emailed everybody in Birmingham, like, at Mix973, like, hey, I'm going to be, due to the time, is there any way do you have a deal for a room or something?
Sure.
And they've done that before, so that's the same thing.
Listen, you got to pinch pennies where you can.
That's right. I'll be making Lincoln scream.
Okay.
Ow.
Yup.
Does your mom ask? Did you grow up with your mom asking?
Never.
People for, okay, that's
my right. Mom would never. Yeah. My mom is the one that is like giving things to people and dropping things off and being the best host ever.
If I had ever told my mom, let's ask them if they'll give it to us for free, she's no.
Yeah, she's like, no.
We're not going to be those people.
Yeah.
Oh
well, no shame in my game.
Well, that's that's good.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new study, everyone lies about the number of calories they take in. They found the average person packs away about 900 more calories a day than they care to admit. Here's my question out of this whole thing. Nobody ever asked me how many calories I'm taking in on a daily basis.
Who are you lying to?
Who am I lying to? It's not a topic of conversation I ever have with anybody.
No.
It says we average about 900 calories. 900 calories is like 5 beers. Five beers, 3 McDonald's cheeseburgers is 900 calories. or 7 little bags of chips?
7 little bags of chips is equivalent to 5 beers?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I take the beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But what's the problem?
I was just thinking that I wouldn't think that those small bags would have so many calories.
Yeah.
So, I always think that, it's snack size, whatever.
So 7 little bags of chips and 5 beers both equal approximately 900 calories.
It's like 110 calories.
Is that a lot of calories? 900.
Is that a lot?
Well, it depends on what else you're having for the day.
Okay.
So normally, like for a guy, they want a guy to have about 2,500 calories a day. Mm-hmm. And so when people try to lose weight, they try to keep their calorie count, mm-hmm. you got to have a calorie deficit. Mm-hmm. I think the lady's calories is it 2,000 even?
I think it might be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't ever count calories, honestly, ever.
So have there been times that you thought you were doing really good, but you realized looking back, like, well, I probably had some chips. And
yeah, I never do good at trying to restrict my food. So I just stopped doing that because I cheat all the time. So I try to be more conscious about what I eat. You know, like now instead of getting Doritos and all that, I get like these cauliflower chips that are not as good, but I'm trying. Or spinach puffs instead of cheese puffs. It sucks.
But then the meals that you make typically aren't, you're not trying to cut back on those at all.
Yeah, I'm doing cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's at home. So like instead of pasta, I'll get mixed greens or, with salmon. But I hate it. It's not like I love it.
Nobody does it because they love it.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to have hot girl summer, but it's doing too much work.
I thought hot girl summer was already engaged and underway.
It is, but to continue it till the end of summer, it's like I just want to eat pasta. I just want to eat bowls and bowls of pasta. That's all I've been thinking about.
You had enough ass hanging out yesterday at the pool that you got it sunburned.
I did. I know. But it's like, do I want a nice body or do I want to eat bowls and bowls of delicious pasta?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's hard. So I don't know. I give myself like 2 more years, and if I don't have a boyfriend or a husband by then I'm just going to eat whatever I want and just that.
Pasta factory.
I'm going to eat bowls of pasta for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
When you're here, your family.
Yep. Because watching what I eat is not the shit.
No, it's not. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah, I am very impressed that you and Amanda are able to do it because I have no discipline at all when it comes to
food. I didn't have any yesterday. We went to lunch. I needed a day off from the gym because my knee's hurting. And so I'd done cardio already in the morning. We went to lunch yesterday. And I had the peel and eat shrimp. Mm. But I did have a couple hush puppies.
Just a couple, though? See, that's not bad.
6 or 7.
Ooh.
Like the small ones.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Small ones.
And peel and eat shrimp can't be that bad.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But that margarita wasn't a great choice. The second one was an even worse choice.
You had 2 margaritas at lunch?
Yeah. Attaboy. And then the third, this didn't have a third one when I got home, was another bad choice. Then the chips came out. I was like, maybe I need some salsa or maybe some queso with these chips. I'm not going to eat dinner. So I didn't eat dinner. I had chips because I was full.
So my dinner was chips and queso. Yeah. Don't talk to me about what I'm eating.
That's what I'm saying. I made a bad decision yesterday and I'm paying for it today.
I will never have a pasta.
I need to lose 9 pounds in the next month, 10 pounds in the next month before our vacation. And it's just not coming together and I'm not feeling it.
It's too hard.
Yeah, I've really gotten to where I enjoy having a drink or two around the house, and I've got to stop doing that every day. But today's Friday, so
hell yeah.
What the hell's that about?
Turn up,
right?
Turn up.
And then, do you always on Fridays cook late, Riggins?
Yeah, usually.
Always on Friday nights.
Yeah, I got the whole night.
Yeah, and you cook an entire meal, right?
Oh, yeah. TJ always said the thing about working in radio, he loves not the sleeping in the next day, but the staying up late.
Sure.
And I found it's totally the same for me. I'm going to pop up early, but staying up late is just thrilling for me on a Friday night. Nap. No, I don't do the naps anymore, okay. But.
Oh, I did 2 naps yesterday.
You did 2?
Yeah.
The naps just don't make me feel good. And I never like pop up like you're supposed to,
yeah.
But I get plenty of sleep at night. So that's not an issue, but. Friday, you know, I'm cleaning up, and then I take the dog for a walk. I take him for his last walk in the evening, and then it's like beer 30. And then I'm just like crushing beers. And then, you know, 9 o'clock, I'm like, ooh, what do I want to have for dinner? What am I going to make?
I cook super late on the weekends. Like 10 o'clock, I'm making dinner.
So you got like a wicked buzz going. You're like, well, let's see what I've got in here.
Growing up, you know, when we'd go visit my family, we'd all eat dinner at 6 o'clock. And then at 10:30, I'd see all my uncles and my dad and my grandmother out on the porch in Florida, and they'd all be eating. And I'm like, that's the table I want to be at, is with them, finally get to hang out with them. And they're all eating late, and that's just what they do. They make pizzas and pasta and the big Greek salads, and you know, it's like it's a full meal, but it's late.
So you're Friday night, 10 o'clock, turning beers, making pasta.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, whatever it is.
That sounds like a great life.
What was a Friday night? Like, what did I make? Shit, I don't know.
What'd you do last Friday? Do you remember?
I'm trying to think. I might have made spaghetti and meatballs or something like that.
And what time did you eat?
10.
Damn.
10. And then, finish the meal, 10:30. Find a way to put it in Tupperware, because at this point, I'm blackout and I'm full of pot spaghetti and meatballs. So, but I've got like leftovers on the stove. And that part of like, oh shit, now I have to go get Tupperware and put this sauce in a Tupperware container and put the pasta in whatever, this could kill me. Like, I might die. I'm not going to make it. So if I can just get that stuff in the Tupperware, put it in the fridge, I'm like, it's 10 steps to the bed and just pass out.
So once that gets in the fridge.
6 degrees in the
cleaning
apartment.
Done the next day?
Clean.
Like, I'll clean it tomorrow morning.
Please.
What?
Yeah. Yes. I'm not cleaning shit. Got the AC 66. The dog is looking at me like, are you still up? Like, he's bleary-eyed. I'm like, shut up, go lay down. And then, just pass out. And hopefully on Friday afternoon, I've done the laundry. So I've cleaned my sheets and put new sheets on the bed.
Yeah.
Hit those ice cold sheets with a belly full of pasta, spaghetti, meatballs, and 20 beers.
It's the best sleep.
Best
sleep. I know it.
Don't even, don't plug in my phone. You know,
yeah, like, just leave it.
Barely
don't
make
even
it
care.
To the bed.
I know, I love it.
That's it, man. That's a perfect Friday.
That's the life.
Yeah, maybe tweet out something horrible. And then, like, I'm done. I'm done my work for the day. That's it, man.
Maybe tweet out something horrible just to, like, dessert. Just to top the night off. Yeah. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. That's it, man.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited, and they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. And ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. And it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ACETJ. and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/AceTJ. expressvpn.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Hey, it's Ace, and I've got a very good friend that recently lost 36 pounds with Noom weight, and he was telling me about how excited he was about it and how great it was a while back. And then I recently heard about Noom Mood, and I got just as excited because it can be stressful trying to tackle your stress. I know that sounds weird to say, but Noom has a team of dedicated coaches that you can work with that have a support system helping you on your journey. It's accessible, convenient, and it's only 10 minutes a day. That was my, this is going to be a long, drawn out thing. No, accessible, convenient, just 10 minutes a day. It's got kind of a daily curriculum that holds your hand. You can use it whenever and wherever. And as experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program. Now they can help you tackle your stress. They're helping me. They can help you worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Alexis, the sexiest thing a man can wear in the summer is what?
Sexiest thing a man can wear in the summer. I like tanks.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I like a good, like a white tank, especially if they have like a nice little tan.
Yeah. Tight,
teal maybe.
Tight tank, loose tank.
A little bit on the loose side.
Okay.
Yeah. With some board shorts.
Do you, interesting. The reason I asked was because there was a thing that said one of the sexiest article of clothing for men during the summer is the shorter shorts. Women love the shorter shorts still. But you go for board shorts.
Yeah, it depends. I don't really want to see short shorts on guys.
You do or don't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's still the fashion is the shorter shorts, the shorter swimsuit this year.
No. I like basketball shorts too.
Okay.
I know that that's like people are like, you shouldn't wear basketball shorts out, but I think there's something sexy about a guy wearing basketball shorts.
That he can play basketball?
No. Yeah, no.
That he's on a professional team?
Yeah, exactly. I like that part.
Yeah, he's a professional basketball player. Mm-hmm. All right, Riggin, sexiest thing a woman could wear in the summer?
Ooh. I'm not a, you know, I mean, if you want to go like way back, I think the red one-piece swimsuit from the Baywatch style swimsuit,
yeah,
still probably the hottest thing ever. But, I don't know, a bikini. I'm not opposed to like those boy shorts or whatever they call them, like the short shorts.
Yeah. They're cheekies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the summer?
I would say like a sundress type situation.
Oh, okay, ooh. Rob.
Ooh. Okay. What? Why is that the reaction to mine? But
okay, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
I don't know because she's giving no explanation. Sundress? What is
sundress
it about
season? Sundress? You guys don't know about sundress season?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know shit about what is
it. No, I don't.
All right. Well, never mind.
Is that a sex ring?
Now I gotta look it up.
Yes. Like it's like,
no panties underneath.
Easy, exactly.
Oh, that is not what I was thinking.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Maybe subconsciously.
You know, you can have fun anywhere.
Yeah.
With a sundress. So.
Do you picture Rob being one for down for fun anywhere?
No, not at all.
I am not.
It was boring.
Yeah, no offense, Rob. That you don't just you just don't strike me as that type of guy.
That's not what I'm pushing out, anyways.
Right.
See, I do. I think. I don't know.
Riggins thinks that Rob has like this crazy, like insane sex life.
Yeah, because he doesn't talk about it, and I'm always like, "That's why you don't talk about it, because it's nuts. It's like wild shit."
I'm never gonna say one way or the other.
Exactly. And that's why exactly. He's never gonna tell us.
Yeah.
But you picture Rob, is it like it's like it,
wild,
like car parking lots and stuff at Walmart,
all over, you know, the whatever.
Steamy, yeah. Sexy.
Eesh.
Hot.
Yikes.
Because they don't talk about, you know, I don't know. I just feel like people that talk about it a lot, you know, it's like, I don't know.
I know Meredith and him sneaked off into when we were at that low country. Who knows what they were doing?
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
She went and got a beer? Oh, no.
I'll meet you behind the shrimp boil.
Alexis, don't give me that cheeseburger. I don't know where the hell they would have gone that nobody could have seen them the other day.
Meet you at the cornhole.
Meet you over there, you know.
Unless they met up in the bathroom.
You know
or
what's up.
Yeah. Guy. Guy wearing basketball shorts in a restaurant, you're okay with that?
No. Not in a restaurant. Like, I think that a guy who knows how to dress for occasions is very attractive. Because, I'm like that. I love being comfy. I love sweats and I love like casual wear. But if it's time to dress up and go somewhere, I always know the appropriate attire to
right.
wear.
Okay.
You know, as I just watched Rob limp through this room, I take it back. I don't know what he's up to. There was nothing sexy about what he just did. He's like all slut. He's like all hunched over.
He's like a turtle. Yeah,
he's just kind of shuffling through the room. It's like, not hard. I have a hard time seeing that guy being wild sexual.
In my head, he's James Bond, but
in real life. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing anything right now. Not like that.
The guy that's easing through, shuffling his feet. Like,
hello, ladies. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going home and reading up on the Kama Sutra this weekend or anything.
Naps.
Yeah. That could be sexy to somebody.
Yeah. Look at the way he naps. That's like shit so sexy.
I like a man that naps.
Yeah. The way he naps just, woof, puts a fire in my loins.
Yeah, you tell a girl that you watch her sleep.
That's creepy.
It's creepy. But you say it to a guy, like, oh, you look so cute. You sleep. You say, oh, thanks. I'm just sleeping. You know, whatever. It's a different deal. But you tell a woman, oh, I just sat here and watched you sleep for a while. Like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Do you get, when you're out by the pool, Alexis, do guys hit on you a lot at the apartment complex?
No. There's not a lot of people that go out to the pool, which is why I love it, because it's almost always empty, even on the weekends. I met a guy 2 weeks ago that was kind of hitting on me. I was a little drunk and I was in the pool, and he was putting on sunscreen, and his shorts were like below, they were too low, so his butt crack was showing. Yeah. And it instantly wasn't like, I was turned off by it. So when I got out of the pool, he was trying to talk to me. He's like, oh, what's your name? Where do you, you know, are you, what floor are you up on? And I just couldn't get over the fact that I had seen his butt crack.
Yeah.
And it was ugly.
Yeah, a woman would never find a butt crack hot.
Never.
Yeah.
Even on the hottest
even,
guy.
Exactly. Like, if he was, like, being so hot, but his butt crack was showing, like, with him not meaning it to.
See, it's the total opposite for, I mean, I don't know. I can only speak for myself. But if, like, a girl bent over and her butt crack was hanging around, I'd be like, hell yeah. She's in, like, good shape.
Just, remember that for a while, it was the thing, the what they call it, the whale tail? Yeah. And you used to see the. For a guy, you just see the top of a woman's underwear, like, oh, damn, look at that.
Shit. Yep. Yep.
Because for guys, it's seeing something that you're not supposed to see.
Yeah.
Even if you are supposed to see it.
Yeah, a lot of the time it became kind of the thing you're supposed to see, but you're not supposed to see. Pulling the thong up over the jeans or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Still hot.
I know. I used to do that when I was, like, in high school, being a little hoe.
You'd pull your thong up over
I
the
would
jeans?
Have, yeah, like it was cute. It's not cute. I don't know why I did that.
And they let you do that in school?
I mean, they didn't say anything to me. They probably couldn't see me. They probably couldn't see. It's too low. But yeah.
And now you look back. Any other fashion things, statements you tried to make that yeah. you realized like this was a terrible move?
I was always having my boobs out. No matter what kind of shirt it was, I was in ninth grade. Because I got them pretty early. So I was like in ninth grade just like, ooh, everyone, like low-cut Cheechies. Shirts. And I would take shirts to school to change when I left my house. And then I would change back when I went back home.
Does your mom now know?
Oh, yeah, she knew. Mm. Well, she knows. It was horrible.
Now you're embarrassed that you were in like a dressing mm-hmm. like a hoe in the ninth grade.
Dressing like a hoe with my lip gloss popping. It's all right, though. That's why. Thank God for growth. I still show my boobs, though, sometimes. I still yeah. wear low-cut shirts. But, you know, it's fine now.
What dictates a low-cut shirt day or not? Or night?
So my rule is if you're going to wear a low-cut shirt, then you don't want to wear something too short on the bottom. Like, if you're going to show boobs, then don't show a lot of legs or vice versa.
Okay.
You know? Pick your slutty. Top slutty or bottom slutty.
So don't double slut.
Yeah, don't double
but
slut.
But you got to just decide if I'm going to do slutty top, slutty bottom. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Interesting.
Yep. Pick your slutty. Write that down. I mean, like, what's your like your one slutty thing like that you still like doing?
Yeah.
It's kind of slutty, like blue eyeshadow or something. Right. Like, I'm an adult, but there's like this one slutty thing I love yeah, doing.
I
love
do still it. Love this one slutty thing that I've hung on to from college or yeah. whatever.
It's kind of cool.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. That would be the only one you've hung on to?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I do anything else, really. Yeah. But still, I'm proud of the growth.
Yeah. As a, you mean the personal growth, yeah, the not personal, the not actual the physical growth.
No. Because, I stopped growing when I was like in middle school.
Yeah. I was the same with my daughter. She stopped. We thought she was going to be really tall, and then that's as tall as she ever got. It never grew. And never got any, didn't get any heavier either. She was just a tiny person, mm-hmm. real super skinny. And I'd watch her go to McAllister's, and she would eat the entire macaroni and cheese in a bread bowl.
Oh, and the bread too.
And eat almost all of the bread. I'm sitting there going, oh my God, how's this kid never gained weight?
I know, that's yeah. lucky.
Mac and cheese and the bread bowl.
Sounds delicious.
It is. Phenomenal.
I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah, me too. Starving.
Can we just go eat?
Yeah, we may not come back.
Where did you guys go? Where you got bread bowls? Yeah.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
What movie are you talking about over there?
The Air Bud 2.
Oh.
What? Classic.
You made it sound like a dog died or something.
Well, I did. Almost did. Oh. The Air Bud 1 was cute and everybody loved it because the dog was playing basketball. You're like, oh, how charming. This dog plays basketball. He's really good at it. But then Air Bud 2, he decides to play football. And he just gets demolished on the field. And at the end of the movie, he takes like a really hard hit. And that's like the sort of the crux of the movie is like the dog's now laying on the field and they're like, oh, they think the dog's going to die because he's been playing football with regular kids.
That's horrible. Yeah. And why would they tackle him?
Because he was playing football.
And that's how the movie ends?
No, but he bounces back and of course he has like the redemption moment and he scores a winning touchdown. Air Bud 2, classic. So dumb.
I had no idea. I've never seen. I remember Air Bud. Air Bud 2 has escaped me somehow.
Yeah, Air Bud. Good movie. Good, fun dog movie. Mm-hmm. But then there's, you know, plenty of dog movies that are super sad, and I had to retire those.
The Journey Home. Is it the long journey home? Or what is it called with the dog, the two dogs and the cat?
That's Homeward Bound.
Sassy. That was the name of the cat.
Yeah, but that one even has like a nice ending because like they finally get home, even though you think one of them's going to die. But there's a movie with Richard Gere that was out more recently called Hachi, which was based on a true story. And it is devastating. My God.
I can't do it.
What's the one with Owen Wilson?
Marley and Me.
That one's devastating.
I ugly cried.
Oh, yeah.
I ugly cried.
I cried hard at Marley and Me.
That one was devastating.
And then I think after Lily died, our family dog, I don't think I can ever watch those kind of movies anymore. Yeah. Like, never, ever, ever. Don't want to.
I mean, they're as bad as like any of the other like super sad movies.
No, I cry more for those movies.
I remember, what was the one with Susan Sarandon and Julia Roberts? The stepmom,
stepmother.
That was super sad.
Yes.
Was there a dog in that one, or just the movie itself was sad?
I'm just thinking it was sad.
Oh. My Sister's Keeper. Have you ever seen that with Cameron Diaz? That one is so sad.
Yeah.
I got.
I'm
done
about this.
I don't know. I'm done with sad movies.
We were talking about. We originally started with Air Bud. Next thing you know, we were on
sad dog movies.
What's the saddest movie you can watch this weekend and cry?
Yeah. The Fault in Our Stars. That's another sad one.
That a Nicholas Sparks?
No.
No.
But it was a book.
So, The Notebook, Riggins, you've never seen it.
No.
St. Nicholas Park. Me neither. Rob, you...
He loves it. It's his favorite movie.
It's one of my favorite movies. That's right. It's good.
Okay, I knew somebody had seen it and loved it. But do you think less of him, Alexis, because he loves The Notebook?
No, I think Rob is a big, like, softy.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he is.
For sure.
I don't understand how he's not romantic with Meredith, because he seems to, like, be all about romantic stuff, though. That's what I don't understand.
I don't get it either, honestly.
But the facts are the facts, huh, Rob?
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cute. I think he's probably the most sensitive out of all of us.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
In what way?
Like, he's just more sensitive about things. Not like as he's going to be the first to like cry or be emotional, but I just think that the way that he's romantic, he cries at like Disney movies, like at those special moments. I just think which you guys would be laughing at.
Yeah.
Like now.
Oh, you right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've never seen him cry. Like, we've all had moments on the show where we've gotten teary eyed or
whatever. Yeah, I've never seen Rob cry on the show before.
Never.
Well, let's put Spider-Man on.
Yeah. Put Animaniacs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how many times did you cry during the latest Spider-Man, Rob?
Probably less than five, but the last third of the movie was where all of it happened, too. So
all the waterworks.
What is the movie you've cried at the most, Rob?
Cried at the most? I was talking about a movie yesterday called About Time that I've watched probably close to 25 times.
Who's in that movie?
Rachel McAdams.
Yep, I already know. Oh my God, that's one of your favorite movies?
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Top five.
I've never even heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It's about a dude who can time travel. Yeah. He goes back in time, and it's a chick flick with time travel.
Yeah, I know.
How much better could it be for you, huh, Rob? It's a chick flick, and there's time travel.
Oh my God. From the creators of Love Actually.
Yeah. It's such a good movie.
It's so
I'm going to go home and watch it today.
That's so fun. See, that's why I don't get it, but then at home, he's like this caveman who like doesn't do anything.
Sitting in his underwear playing video games, telling Meredith to bring him a beer.
And leaving crumbs all over the floor. Like, and I just don't understand it. It makes no sense to me.
Oh, I got
to
see this movie now because I'm reading that. They're like, you know, it's the trailer. What if you could relive any moment?
There's a part in it that is so devastating, I have to pause the movie every time I watch it.
What if you could relive any moment until it was perfect?
Wait, you have to pause it before to prepare?
No,
or after, because you're crying so hard.
Because I'm crying so hard.
It's about love. It's about time.
Like, thinking about it right now, I'm just like, oh God.
What was the saddest part?
Spoiler alert, but his dad dies in the movie, and he can go back to see his dad in time travel, so that's cool. But later, if he does that after his child is born, he won't have the same child when he comes back because he changes the past, so he can't go back to see his dad anymore.
Oh.
So the time travel can only go up to if you go back before a big event in your life, you mess up what happened afterwards.
Sure.
So he just can't go back and see his dad anymore in it. And his dad also had the ability, and his dad's getting sad with him, saying about he's not going to see him anymore, and it's devastating.
That's the same About Time movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But isn't that the same story with that movie that on Disney with the purple people, where he has to like go back to see, he gets one chance to see his dad? Remember, what was that movie called?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. You know, honestly, I'm sure I know, but I just can't.
You know, the one with
the purple. You know, they're purple, and they're like the older brother's like, he's trying to be a wizard or something.
No.
Okay, whatever.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I'm not sure either.
Purple people.
Purple people. The purple people.
Teletubbies?
Purple people.
How are you searching is what I want to know.
Disney movies, purple people.
Yeah, I was wondering if you would...
What is it?
I'm trying to see. Okay.
Did you find anything under Disney movies, purple people?
Yeah, I mean, there is some.
It's coming up with purple people eater, and I don't think that's Disney.
Yeah, not yet.
Oh, what is it? And oh, okay, whatever.
Now it's if you had more information about the movie, I might be able to help you out.
Inside Out?
No. Pixar. I think it's Pixar. Whatever. Anyways, enough of that.
Is it the Smurfs?
Yeah.
Well, purple just people us to in a the dead Disney
stop, didn't it?
Purple people.
So About Time is the movie you cry at the most, Rob.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
And again, it cries so hard at one point he has to stop the movie.
Wait, Alexis, was it Onward?
Yes, oh, that Onward. One, that made one, me cry that so
one,
much.
That one made me cry because it's about his relationship with his brother, and I love my brother a lot.
Ew.
And he realizes that his brother was the dad he needed the whole time. And that one, I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was so cute.
It's true. You were the dad.
You were.
My brother was like my best friend growing up, so it really touched me.
See?
That's nice.
He's so sweet. And he writes poems and stuff.
Yeah.
I write haikus.
Oh, you fancy.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Can we hear one of your haikus?
Yeah.
And Rob, do you have any poems?
Yes. No, I haven't written a poem in forever. I don't know.
Okay. What do you have a haiku handy?
Sure.
Alexis? Okay, this is going to be great.
The sun outside warms my soul. Today, warm your soul. That's it.
Is that a haiku?
Oh, no, it's not.
That's
not
a haiku.
That's a haiku.
You, you don't know what a haiku is, do you?
You just lied to us that whole time. It's like two letters. I mean, it's like two words and three words.
It's 575 syllables.
Yeah, 575.
You did not follow that pattern.
She's like, today.
It's a remix.
Warm your soul.
Remix haiku.
I think that was just like the commercial for Sunny D. You just repeated that. Make that up.
Yeah, I was like, with that first line went by, I thought, that's not a haiku.
That's funny.
Okay, well.
It's my haiku.
Okay, you just made that up on the spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my haiku.
Figured, yeah.
Haiku.
Yeah, okay, now people are coming in with movies. Apparently everybody loves Onward.
Yes.
It's such a good one.
So good.
Everybody seems to love that movie. We've got a bunch of DMs about that. And somebody said, tell Rob to watch The Time Traveler's Life.
Wife.
Yeah. The Time Traveler's Wife.
They talking about the movie or the new show?
It's a movie. It's a good one.
Because there's a new show that's The Time Traveler's Wife, too.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, everybody was helping out. They're like, Onward.
Yeah. I've seen this, The Time Traveler's Wife.
That's also got Rachel McAdams, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. No, the one I saw did not because it was on Pornhub.
That's disgusting.
He likes a plot.
Now, listen, this Alexis is ooh, that's disgusting. Off the radio the other day, Alexis made a comment about that she watches the most told Riggins. I probably watch stuff you would be disgusted by.
Yeah, probably. That's true. Yeah.
And the song she was singing in the break is also very disgusting.
It's filthy.
Okay. And
you're not gonna shame me.
I'm not shamed.
You're trying to make me feel bad about making a Pornhub joke.
Yeah, because it's weird coming from you or coming from Rob. It's just like weird.
So it's okay if Riggins makes a joke.
Yeah.
That's not weird.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but it just does. I'm sorry. I don't. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But you have other very great qualities.
Such as?
You are really good at playing drums, I think. I've never seen you, but no, I think you are.
I've heard.
I've never seen it, actually. You're very good at making jokes. You're really good at running the board. Thanks. You're welcome.
That was the most defeated thanks I've ever heard.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate
exactly what it was.
You pick up the shoes at the bottom of the stairs for your wife.
You pick up the ice that's on the floor. Not a lot of people do that. They just kick it under the fridge.
Yeah, I know. I can so, I don't kick it under the fridge.
That's very admirable.
Good at doing laundry.
You love doing laundry. Yeah. No one loves doing laundry. That's a great
enjoy
quality.
Enjoy laundry.
What else?
We've got enough. We're good. We can stop there.
Thank you.
Work on it over the weekend. Bring a list.
You're really good at getting sunburned.
Expert level.
Expert level. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, you can teach a master class on how to get sunburned.
Oh, God.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin. The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, Neogenix.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.